Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show.
The Nicky Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicky Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nicky Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicky Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. The Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Nicky Rich Show.
All right. Welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet. We got a special treat for you guys tonight. For all our first-time listeners, it's Motivated Monday. And y'all know how we do on Motivated Mondays. We get motivated. And I'm excited about tonight's guest. I tell you, after you hear her story, you will be motivated. To all the listeners out there, you can call in at 323-580-5749, and if you press 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And we do have our social media up right now, so if you're listening in, you can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Miss Nikki Rich, and that's spelled MSNIKKIRICH. And you can also log on to NikkiRichShow.com. For our first-time listeners, we also have several platforms that we are a part of. We are on College Underground Radio, so you can log on to CollegeUndergroundRadio.com and check us out. We are also on iTunes, where you can go and search the iTunes podcast for the Nikki Rich Show. And you can just download it for free. Also, last but not least, you can go to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website where you can log on there, and BlogTalkRadio.com. So shout out to BlogTalkRadio.com. They have created a flyer for the Nikki Rich Show. We're now one of the top 300 shows on Blog Talk out of 15,000. So it's pretty amazing to be a part of that and to have your own personal flyer. So major shout out to Blog Talk, and thank you, Blog Talk, for showing so much love to the Nikki Rich Show on our social sites as well. So if anybody out there, you want to learn more about the Nikki Rich Show, be sure and log on to NikkiRichShow.com. You can go to our social sites. We have all our information available. And, yes, we have well over 400,000 listeners here, well over 400,000. And we're reaching millions. We're going to reach millions. I tell you, that's our goal. Right now, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to get back to our special guest for tonight. So right now, we're going to go to Dwell, and this is Robotic Love.
One look, one look, one look turns me into your obsession. I program in your love. Breathe in all your affection. Inject me one more time. Wanna see the Russian sign? All up on me, baby. Hit me with that one more time. Give it to me now, give it to me now. Now watch my body burn. Focus on you, baby, like a vulture on its prey. No pain, got everything to gain. Robotic love, there's no delay.
Activate me, you wanna make me. Give you my love, it's on, can never break me. No faking, so amazing, so amazing. Feeling so amazing. Get me up, fill me with life. Turn me on, we can escape tonight. No matter if it's wrong or right, if it's wrong or right, I'ma make it for ya.
Hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show. And I tell you, it is Motivated Monday. So all the listeners out there that's tuned in, welcome. And I want to say thank you, too, for all your support and just reaching out to the Nikki Rich Show to take out the time to come in and support the movement. It's amazing just to bring on amazing individuals and artists and as well as entrepreneurs out there to share their projects and for us also to give the tools they need to be successful as well. For all those listeners, again, the Nikki Rich Show, we are a positive movement. We are here to share projects, display any events that's going on. We also promote. We're not just an online radio station. We are out there. We're also media. We also artists in development and so much more. And if you follow the movement of the Nikki Rich Show, you will know we are out here working. We're out here working hard. And right now, I'm currently broadcasting live from New Jersey. Yes, we are in New Jersey. We've been working. We got some big, big projects that we're working on, and stay tuned. We are also getting geared up for LA Fashion Week, so shout out to Men's LA Fashion Week. We will be covering it in LA on October the 13th, 14th, so we're excited about that and so much more. We haven't released yet, but with no further ado, I'm excited to welcome for the first time ever here on the Nikki Rich Show, Ella Glasgow. Welcome. How are you doing?
I am well. Hello.
Hey. We're so glad to have you here on Motivated Monday.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Well, we know it's your first time here, and I know I tell you, you have really been making your mark. So go ahead and let all the listeners out there know a little bit about Ella Glasgow.
Well, hi, everybody. I am a vocalist and entertainer of over 15 years now. I've been following my dream and have been blessed to be able to do what I love, which is sing and perform. And that is what I do. I've been able to travel the world working on some cruise ships and even have the opportunity to climb the Great Wall of China. So it's been a great ride. And right now I'm working on my newest project, which is a solo show called Every Woman, A Tribute to the Divas. I'm really excited about that.
Well, I don't know if everybody else know, but you are, I would say, a complete package. Like they, like you just stated, you're an entertainer, singer, songwriter, actress, and dancer, and so much more. And you have also impersonated the great Tina Turner.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying
that's
that,
pretty hot. As well as Diana Ross. You taking it to the big head, like myself.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
You're a motivational speaker as well. And you're out there, you're talking with others, you're entertaining. And not only that, I mean, you're just making your mark to do what you love, and you're pursuing it right now. So congrats on all your success.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How did you know, I mean, how did you come about to make this step that you're making right now?
The step that I'm making right now, wow. Well, you know what? It took me a while to finally realize that I had to stop waiting around for people to do things for me. Not that there was anything wrong with receiving things from people, but I was waiting for something to happen to be the artist that I wanted to be. And that waiting around, it never happened that way. And I finally realized that I was going to have to put some action toward the goals that I had. And along with putting that action toward it, I had to also come to the understanding that I needed to be able to receive help from others as well. I was really opposed to having people help me, even though I knew I needed help. And so I finally came to the realization I had to do that probably last year sometime. I've been growing into that realization. So I'm really happy that I'm in this place.
But we're so happy that you're here tonight. You're sharing it with us. And I know you've been working on a little fundraiser too. So tell us a little bit about your fundraiser.
Yeah, well, I've got a fundraiser on Indiegogo. And it is to raise the funds that we're going to need to actually pay for everything to do this show. This show is a Las Vegas-style show, so it's going to have dancers and background singers and costumes and live musicians. Those are a lot of people that need to be taken care of. And for anybody that hasn't put on a production before, it takes a lot of cash to make that happen. And that's what the Indiegogo fundraiser is for, to make sure that all the people that are working with me, that are so graciously giving their talents, are able to do their work and actually get paid to do it. A lot of times artists have to do their work for free, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to pay my artists a little bit of something so that they can get some gas or maybe get a hamburger on the way home.
Well, give me a taco. Yeah, Las Vegas, you can get a taco, what, 80 something cents?
That's
hilarious. And give me a value drink from McDonald's.
Okay. Fill my belly.
But that's awesome, I tell you. And it costs to be the boss. It costs to get out here and work, travel. And that's what we talk about all the time. You know, it's not easy. You have your daily lives and you have other financial obligations as well as, you know, just having things. What if something happened? You want to have a cushion or something just in case anything, you know, that you might overdo. You know, sometimes we might overdo in our finances. So we want to have something so we can be taken care of when you go to perform and have all the performers and the musicians and everybody that it takes to put on a production.
Exactly. I don't want them to have to worry about whether or not their next bill is paid because they're viewing my show. I want them to know that they're going to be able to pay that bill and not have to worry about it.
Exactly. Well, I tell you, I was so excited. I was so excited to learn about your movement, and I was pumped up. I said, we have to get you on Monday, Motivated Monday.
Yeah.
And we made it happen. I tell you, God is so good, and that's what I think. I think so much. It's so hard out here, and you got so many people that are speaking good. You got the ones that are speaking negative, saying, no, you can't do it, you can do it, you can't do it. And, you know, you're mixed sometimes, and you're thinking, like, can I or should I? And, you know, your thoughts can be like, but really and truly, you can do whatever you want to do, and it doesn't take a lot. You know, you can
right.
do whatever you
right.
want to do. As long as you put your mind to it.
As long as you put your mind to it and you put some action steps toward it, you can do whatever you want to
do. And I definitely wanted to touch on that, too. I love that you said that prior, you know, I love that you said you had to put some action to it. Because I always speak on this. I know, and you can see a difference. Sometimes we can be working and you feel like you're in a standstill, and really you could be in a standstill because we sometimes get comfortable and we think, oh, it's going to come to us. But guess what? Sometimes it's right there. We just have to work to get it. It's right there
right.
in front of us. We got to do a little something to get it, and then you'll notice the difference. And that's what I've noticed in myself personally. Because before, I think I probably was lazy before, but now I know I have everything I need, and I'm only going to use what I have. I mean, I'm using what I have, and it's working. And as long
right.
as I'm working to get it, it's going to continue to grow, and I'm going to continue
exactly.
to receive.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's something that I learned a while ago is that, you know, when you're ready to make things move, that, you know, nothing changes if nothing changes. And by that, I mean nothing is going to come about. The change that you want to see isn't going to come about if you don't make some changes, make some steps in yourself for yourself. You can wish and want and dream all day long, but if you don't actually do something about it, no matter how much that dream is resonating in you, if you don't actually put your feet to the floor, then it's probably not going to happen. It's not going to happen by wishing and dreaming alone.
That is so real. That is so real. And when you finally realize that, you're like, whoa, I get it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's much easier.
It's much easier. I will tell you that years ago, there was a company that I worked for, love working for them, and they had given me a book and said, the book was called What's Holding You Back? And I looked at it oddly, and I don't think that I ever read it, but I finally actually get what they were trying to say. They loved what I did. They loved the work that I did. But they knew that there was something that was holding me back. And the something that was holding me back was me. I
mm-hmm.
couldn't see it then, but I finally see it now. And I'm getting out of my own way.
Exactly. And sometimes you got to humble yourself. Because, and then
yeah.
you will see not only will it just be you, the door will open to new people, new avenues. Your whole surrounding will change. Everything would change. And you'd be
true.
Like, wow,
I mean,
it's a whole other world. I get it.
Right. It's true. I mean, just the simple fact that I'm talking to you right now is testament to that change.
Mm-hmm. And that's awesome.
And
you're surrounded by great people as well, people that believe in you. And
that support you as well as your movement, because that's how we got connected, and it's truly a blessing just to have someone to even believe in your vision.
Because it's hard. You know, it's hard for you to get your family. It's hard to get your friends. Yeah, they might be on board for a minute, but then it start dying down like, come on, Mella. Okay. You've been doing this 15 years. Come, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
But guess what? You got that spark. It's your season. Right now you raising those funds for Las Vegas, and we're going to get it going.
Yes, I am excited. This show is, it's been on paper for a number of years now, and to finally be able to see that it is getting out of my head and it getting some feed on it is really, really exciting. I'm so excited to finally be doing it and to finally be able to answer some of my fans that have been asking me for years, when are you going to do your own show? I'm doing my own show now.
Exactly. Awesome. Did you ever think that you'll be doing your own show? What is the feeling like just preparing this show?
It is. Did I ever think, and I'll answer your first question, I did. I always knew that I would. I just didn't know how, and the path for that is opening up for me every day. And what it feels like is it's almost euphoric because, you know, these coincidences, I was telling you when we spoke the first time that, you know, my director gets excited because I have a new story for her of a coincidence every day, and it's just like that. Things are falling into place, and they're things that I can't explain except for God, and I'm excited that things are happening the way that they are. It makes it easy, not to say that it's, you know, been peaches and cream along the way, but it makes it much easier. I stay at peace that way because I know that things are happening the way that they should.
And, you know, I tell you, and God will just open doors to allow people to come and help you along the way, that just total strangers, and things will happen where you be like, wow. And even though you've been doing it for so long, guess what? It's like doors will open so fast, faster than as long as you've been doing it.
Right, exactly. One of those overnight successes, 15 years to overnight.
Yes, and then you'll know, well, it was worth it. Everything that,
right.
And it's all about timing, too. It's about
timing. It's so much about timing. Timing is everything. And, you know, had I been doing this, I think, you know, when I first had this idea, however many years ago it was now, I don't know that I would have been ready. You know, there is a maturity that I have now that I didn't have then. You know, the simple ability, like I said, to know that I need help to make things happen and to be willing to receive that help is a big deal. And it's a big step for me. And I'm sure it's probably a big step for a lot of people to be willing to open your heart and your mind to the input of others because, you know, this is my baby.
Exactly.
I don't want anybody to tell me that my baby is ugly.
Now, is there anybody else that you are collaborating with or working with in putting this show together?
I am actually working with a great, great stage director. Her name is Keona Levine. She's here in Orlando. She was out in L.A. a few years ago, but she's back here, and I'm glad that she is because that means I get to work with her. And she is pulling things out of me that that only a director can, you know, making me think about my music in ways that I may not have been able to think about before and really turning it into a show. And I'm really excited about that. The other person that I'm working with is our choreographer, and his name is Danny T. He's also here in Orlando. He was actually my dream choreographer in Orlando, so I was excited when he said that he was so willing to do this project and really excited to work with me. He's really amazing.
And
keep going. You got to keep pressing. You got all the great people around you that believe in your vision, and y'all all are going to come together and just make it a success. Now, when are you looking to do the show and have the show? And tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, well, the show actually is already booked. At least one date is already booked. And that is actually on October 21st. It's a private event. And that will just be me by myself without the band and all of the extra. But we actually start showcasing the show November 4th. And those showcase events are for venues here in Florida. We're going to take all of the showcases, we're going to get video of them, and put that together to make a promo video. And after that, our plan is to put on the full show next year. Our plan is to tour this thing. I'm really excited about that, wanting to be able to get this out into theaters around the country. And that's what we'll be looking for. So if there's a theater that wants a show with some sparkly costumes and a singer that sings diva music, you know, just give me a call.
I am excited to see that. I tell you, I have to see that.
I'm excited to see it, too. I want it to be out of my head.
I know. And you do not have long, I tell you that. You do not have long. It's coming around. And
yes, it is.
And to all those that want to donate and they want to learn more, where could they go to?
I have a URL for them. It is singthedivas.com. I'll spell it out. SINGTHEDIVAS.com.
And also social sites as well.
Ah, my social sites, yeah. You can go to my Facebook fan page and go to facebook.com/singellaglasgow. And I'll spell that last part out for you. It's SINGGLAS. I can't even spell my own site. SINGELLAGLASGOW. Facebook.com/singellaglasgow. And you can also go on my YouTube page, which is YouTube. My username is EllaBG1.
And everybody got that?
I hope everybody got that. And if you want to find out where I'm performing, you can go to my website, which is www.ellaglasgow.com.
And everybody can go there, ellaglasgow.com. You got to go check it out. And we're so glad that you come through and talk with us. Now, Ella, we got to welcome you back so we can get updated on how the show went, and or even prior to the show when you're getting ready for the show. Definitely.
For sure. Sure.
Hit us up. Let us know.
Oh, you know I will.
Yes, ma'am. Now, do you have any shout-outs or any last words, inspiration words to any of the listeners that's tuned in?
Yeah. Well, first, I want to just say thank you, Nikki, for having me on the show. I'm really, really grateful to you for having me on tonight. And thank you to all of the contributors who have contributed so far. Thank you very much. It's very nice, and I'm very grateful for that. And, of course, shout out to my director, Keona Levine, and my choreographer, Danny T, and my hubby, Patrick Binion. And words of encouragement for anybody that has the dream to do whatever it is that they have to do, especially young people. That's actually my platform is young people. You know, if you have an idea, write it down. And when you write it down, figure out which is the first logical step that you can take. It can be the smallest step in the world, but even that small step is something. It's you get to your goal one step at a time. So keep on keeping on.
And I want you to know, too, that not only will this episode be heard on the Nikki Rich Show, but it's being heard on College Underground Radio, as well as iTunes. And you can go to Hip Hop All Access blog as well. We're everywhere. We're on so many platforms, but I definitely wanted to let you know you can download for free on iTunes.
Awesome.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we just thank you so much. And after the show, we will send you the link so you can check it out. And everybody
Yay, thank you.
If you didn't get the full interview, you can go back, like I said, to the platform. And be sure and shout out the Nikki Rich Show as well as Miss Ella Glasgow on Twitter and Facebook and so forth. And I'm excited tonight to have you. And, again, we welcome you back. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you, Nikki. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And to all the listeners out there, thank you so much for listening to the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to continue to bring amazing guests. We got Miss Ella Glasgow, and we got so many more the rest of the week. Be sure and tune in. Tomorrow is Celebrity Tuesday. We got Miss Journey B all the way from L.A. We also have L.A. filmmakers. I'm excited. Miss Karen Ward Ross, she is an actress from BET The Game, and her husband, he is a film director, and you know, he has really been working. They have a new movie out, and we're excited about that, and it's coming out, and they also have an iPhone 5 coming out as well. So be sure and check out the Nikki Rich Show tomorrow. And on Wednesday, we have Young Turk from Cash Money, former Cash Money member, and he will be co-hosting with us. And we have special guests coming in, Ms. Boss Lady. And on Thursday, we have celebrity stylist, fashion designer Gianni C.J. Valentino. He will also be designing, tell us a little bit about designing, and we have special guests as well. And our special guests, boy, I tell you, we got some amazing people this week. We have Miss Brittany. We'll be interviewing her on Thursday. And she is an L.A. model and an actress. So she's making her mark in Hollywood. So I'm excited about that. And, you know, we got Feature Fridays. And we also have not only Feature Fridays, we have Saturday Morning Mix. So stay tuned and to the Nikki Rich Show. And we're going to bring you all the best, hottest guests, hottest new music from our independent and major artists, and so much more here on the Nikki Rich Show. And I tell you, I'm going to continue to just let everybody listen to great music. We got Rebel Man. Come on, everybody. Here we go. These are young teenage guys. Y'all check it out. They're hot.
Are you ready? Let's get pumped.
is Dan Brown, the barber, representing BarberLife.com, that Team Exotics Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut, get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
Stop the presses. Arthur Andrea Clinton has done it again. Niece of the legendary George Clinton of Parliament Funkadelic has brought us her second novel in the Life Knows No Bounds series. A blessing and a curse is what Malika deems her gift of visions of the future. But to women on the outside looking in, Malika got it going on. A handsome, successful husband, obedient kids, an art career. Who would ask for more? But then her gift of sight warns her of her husband's desire to leave her. Malika can't figure out what's gone wrong, but a needed vacation and a tall, dark, and wealthy admirer inspire her newfound strength. But to what detrimental end? Andrea Clinton once again takes us on a roller coaster ride full of drama, mystery, and suspenseful twists in A Blessing and a Curse, her new novel. Purchase your copy of A Blessing and a Curse and Andrea's other books, One Who Loves You More and Red Dollar, on Amazon.com and anywhere books are sold. Pick up your copy today.
SingTheDivas.com. Hi, my name is Ella Glasgow. I'm a vocalist and entertainer, and I need your help to get my new show, Every Woman, a Tribute to the Divas, off the ground.
SingTheDivas.com.
It's a Las Vegas-style show filled with sparkly costumes, dancers, background singers, and live musicians. We'll start showcasing in Florida November 4th. Your contribution will be supporting a lot of artists, and you'll receive some great rewards. The fundraiser ends September 11th, so go check out SingTheDivas.com and consider contributing today. From the team, thank you.
SingTheDivas.com.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show, and we are broadcasting live all the way from New Jersey. Right now, we're going to play hot new music. Lena Rowe, produced by Bermuda Triangle, Luck Lane, and his team. Here we go. Check
you
it out.
You make my heart, beat out of my time.
All right. You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. That was Heartbeat. And that was by Miss Lena Rowe, produced by Bermuda Triangle. And, you know, anybody out there that don't know, they are the hottest right now. Shout out to Ron and Luck Lane doing it big. Right now, we want to go to some more hot new independent artist music. About it, and we got so much more for you guys the rest of the week. We're pumped up about all the great artists that is in heavy rotation right now. So shout out to all of the artists out there working hard to make things happen here. And I tell you that we're going to continue to bring great music, great guests, so that everybody can see how, I mean, what the world has to offer, because we have a lot of people throughout the globe that are working, and they're working hard to maintain, but also pursue their vision. And it's important that we go out there and support the movement. And we're going to go ahead and go to Miss JL time and time again. Y'all check it out.
Me, and I wanna know about the boss. I'm the truth and I never step the loss. These snitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I spit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a whip? What's up? Cause now I got my mind right. Lyrically inclined, if you don't know, that mean my rhyme's tight. Beauty by the day, but still a beast in this nightlife. Stereotypical, mentally what got into you? Don't try to act surprised now, hater, you know how I do. Couldn't get a feature, I ain't mad, it's just a principle. Doing what I'm doing.
Alrighty, you. It's down here at the Nikki Rich Show. To all those listeners out there, we want you to get in tune to the hottest radio station on the planet each and every day. We're on 24 hours a day. You can tune in 7:30 to 9:30, or you can go to NikkiRichShow.com. And thank you to all the listeners out there. Much love to all the supporters. Again, I always say that because we would not be here if it wasn't for you guys. And, you know, I cannot shut anybody out without thanking God, because without God, all this wouldn't be possible. And he made it happen. He made it impossible here on the Nikki Rich Show. God is in control, and we thank you so much. And thank everybody for being a part of such an amazing, amazing platform. Thank you so much. And we want you to come and be a part of us by emailing us, thenikkirichshow@gmail.com, or you can go to nikkirichshow@gmail.com. Much love, and we end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. We end by
Nikki Rich Show.